Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Roland, OP, Parochial Vicar and Associate Director of the Catholic community. It is the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time and the readings are from Cycle A.
I just love ending a gospel with wailing and gnashing of teeth. Thanks be to God. So I had a friend in high school whose name was Augie. That's not actually important, but it was important to him, I suppose. But he invited me over to his house to, hang out, drink iced tea, whatever. And I experienced something that I had never experienced before growing up in Arizona, in my family way of life. You know, I've only experienced one type of house growing up. And so now I'm experiencing somebody else's house. And he had an unusual custom, or they, I should say, had an unusual custom. It probably was just his mom. They covered their couches in plastic. And I scratched my head, and I asked my friend, Augie, why? And he didn't have a legitimate answer. You know, it protects the furniture. And I thought, well, maybe you take it off during special occasions or when, you know, nice people come, you know? I can imagine if you have teenagers and them crawling all over it, you know, you kind of want to keep it nice. But at least when, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, or you take the plastic off, right? And no. So you could see how beautiful the fabric was. You just never got to touch it. Later on, I met a family, and this probably is going to hit home with a few of you. You would enter into their house, and to the right was this beautiful living room that nobody ever went into. They had another family room and a dining room and a kitchen hutch and all these other places for the family to meet. But this room, which was so exquisitely decorated, nobody went into. It was almost as if there was an invisible velvet rope that just sort of prevented people. And I remember, I said, well, let's meet in here. And they said, no. Anybody see Toy Story? How about Toy Story 2? Because in Toy Story 2, I learned a valuable lesson, and you probably have learned it as well. Toys are meant to be played with. In that story, and in Toy Story 2, I won't go in through all the dramatic details, but eventually these toys are being collected by a toy collector to be sent off to Japan or someplace, and they will be under display. And you realize the importance of, you know, how tragic that is to see a toy just sort of displayed, not to be played with. All these are examples of wonderful things that could be enjoyed and celebrated, and yet they're not being utilized for what they were intended. Capabilities, possibilities, the value. You're not getting your value. People do it as well. Smart people sometimes play dumb. You know, they just kind of want to fit in. It's common for smart children to just sort of like, you know, not do so well. I think they even sometimes miss answers on purpose because they want to get an average grade to fit in with everybody else who's average, even though they are above average. Why not live up to the potential? Why not be all that you can be? Why not be who God has created you to be and live it fully? All of us have been gifted in many ways, and we all have received something of value. But sometimes we don't appreciate it. Sometimes we definitely take it for granted. I'm proposing to Stanford that we actually get some curtains to cover up the stained glass both on the inside and the outside, so that we can protect the glass. It would be a tragedy, wouldn't it, for the sun to fade the colors. And we're just going to sort of whitewash the tiles as well, because we don't want the colors to fade. But you come here in this beautiful chapel, and some people treat it like it's, well, like it's fast food. You know, I just want to come in and, oh, it's beautiful. It's kind of like visiting the Louvre in 30 minutes or less. The Louvre is a very large museum, and you can't really see it all. So it's just, okay, good, saw it. I've been to the Louvre. No, I don't think so. You may have been to the foyer, but I don't think you've been to the Louvre. Coming into church is like that. Sometimes people just sort of pop in and then pop out. I don't think that's really going to church. It's kind of a visit, I suppose, but it's not really attending. If you really want to experience church, you have to kind of settle in. You know? All right, it's kind of hard to do that on wooden pews. But some people work at it, make their mark. Indentation, really. Ah, this is comfortable. Okay. So this is perhaps easier for the people who are in the front. But for those of you who are in the back there, again, I encourage you to stay. Appreciate. Enjoy the full meal. Don't just get communion and then... Psh. I'm sorry we don't do to-go orders. We are Roman Catholics, but it's not Jesus on the run, you know? In fact, life is so full of always being constantly moving and so fast, you know. You know, the internet, think of the speed of the internet 10 years ago. And think of it now. And yet people are even more impatient with the speed now than we were 10 years ago. Be present. When you receive Jesus, I invite you to just sort of treasure what you have. That God is in you. And it is of great value. So treat yourself to the opportunity to just sort of be with God. Whatever you want to rush to, it will still be there. But treat yourself to this opportunity. So in the gospel today, we have these talents, you know, and I want to make sure people realize the talents we're talking about is a great sum of money. So valuable. You could not just get it. It's many, many, I don't know, losing my train of thought. It's just a lot of money. Not just. It's a great sum of money. More than you could normally make. It's like the pearl of great price. You know that parable where all these people go out to get the land that owns the pearl or sell everything for that pearl because it's so wonderful, it's so great, it's so pure, it's so perfect. You already have it. This talent in which this person is distributing to these people, you already have it. And if you notice in this story, everybody gets some. Some get five, and some get two, and at least somebody gets one. It's not the amount that's important. It's what you do with it. So I don't know if it's a matter of how much faith you have, or how much you consider that you have God. It doesn't matter how much. It matters what you do with it. Do you enrich the world with it? Do you enrich your family with it? Do you enrich yourself with it? Are you glad to have it? Do you rejoice in it? Do you share it with others? Do you exchange it with others? That's how they increased. Or do you bury it, afraid, afraid that you might lose the little you have. You have something of such value. And there will be an accounting for all of us. Each will come before our Lord and say, "This is what I have." So don't put it under plastic. Don't cover it up. Know that it is worth living in. Know that it is of value to share. But the thing for you to ponder this week is, what are you going to do?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.